Now, people with babies will have differing views on whether the baby should dress or look like a boy or a girl. If it's a girl, for instance, you might want to put a bow in her hair, which can be difficult because often they don't have any hair. Well, now there's a new product that overcomes that problem. It's called Girly Glue, and as the name implies, you use it to glue the bow to the baby's head. Unsurprisingly, it's come in for quite a bit of controversy. On the line is its creator, Katie Heidrick. Afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So could you describe for us what is Girly Glue and what inspired you to develop this product?
Well, Girly Glue is an all-natural accessory glue used to stick accessories or anything onto hair or skin or fabric. It gives a long-lasting hold, but it's temporary. It dissolves in water. It's all natural.
Right. What's it made from, Katie?
It's made with agave nectar, sugar, and corn syrup. So all very basic, natural, edible ingredients.
And did you devise this yourself?
I did, yes. I had two little baby girls that I just wanted to use to stick a little bow on their head. And they're too busy for headbands. They kept falling over their eyes and around their neck. And they didn't have any hair for clips. So just like my mom used to do for photos a long time ago, she used to stick a little bow on my head. So I thought, well, I'll try that. And I loved the look of it, but nothing would stay. And I asked around, and a number of people told me things to try, and nothing worked. So I ended up just making it for myself. I just combined some sticky ingredients in my kitchen and started using it. And enough people asked me how I was getting them to stay and saying that they wanted some. So eventually, after being asked hundreds of times, I decided to actually, you know, put it in tubes and sell it.
Now, how sticky is it, Katie? Because I imagine you want it to be sticky enough that the bow doesn't fall off, but you don't want it to be so sticky that it's welded to the child's head.
Exactly, exactly. No, it sticks immediately. It doesn't require any drying time. It's pretty sticky, but it does dissolve in water. So if there's any left in the hair or the skin, you use a baby wipe and it just dissolves, or a wet washcloth, or just put the baby in the tub and it just dissolves.
Right, okay. And presumably it would fall off itself anyway over after a period of time.
It stays on pretty good unless you kind of peel it off with your hand. It stays pretty good, but it does peel off easily.
Right, okay. But you know, especially when they're toddlers and they're going, yeah. They don't like you to be at them anyway. There's no possibility of hurting them or alarming them you're peeling it off their head.
No, definitely not. Right. No, we don't want to hurt babies, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, as you know, Katie, it has attracted a bit of controversy.
And
I suppose one of the strands of that controversy is the name. Do you regret now calling it Girly Glue?
You know, the reason I created the product in the first place was to stick little accessories on my baby girl. So that's where the name came from. But it does not mean that we discriminate against boys. That's ridiculous. And it does not mean that we are encouraging gender stereotyping. It's simply the reason the product was created. But Girly Glue has so many uses. We would never say that only baby girls can use it and every baby girl has to wear a bow to say that she's a girl. That's ridiculous. We just have this product for a more comfortable solution to moms who do want to put a bow on their baby. Or if a little boy wants to dress up as a pirate, you can use it as a mustache, to hold on a mustache on little boy. You know, there's lots of uses for it. And I really feel like the people who are criticizing us just don't understand the product and they're looking for someone to point fingers at.
Yeah. Well, you know, Twitter and social media, it's the home, and it's people hunting for things to be outraged about.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you had a time machine and you could go back, would you maybe call it something else? Because that's what, you know, the very fact it's called Girly Glue is what seems to be attracting all the criticism.
Right. I think that's probably what draws the attention. It doesn't bother me. If people are going to find fault and have opinions about things, no matter what. Sure, maybe it would be nice to have a different name just so we didn't attract these people and people find fault with it. But I don't see there being anything wrong with calling it Girly Glue.
Yeah, and other people just seem to have a problem with like sticking stuff to your child's head. That not everybody thinks that's great. That it's kind of tasteless, I suppose.
Yes, and people that feel have a problem with that, I think they just don't understand it. If they were to actually touch it and try it, they would see how harmless it is and how safe it is. And anyone who's had a baby and tried to put a headband on them, those headbands fall over their necks and around their eyes, and I feel like Girly Glue is a much more comfortable option because baby doesn't even know that it's there. It's very lightweight, and it comes on and off so easily.
Mm. And notwithstanding that it's completely safe, and you say it is completely safe, then what parent hasn't put a pair of glasses on their baby or put their hat
Absolutely.
On them or, you know, and, you know, taken a picture of it because it's very funny? So isn't this kind of in the same neighborhood?
It's exactly in the same neighborhood. And people that have a problem with a mom sticking a bow on their little girl, I think their problem is with the bow. It's not necessarily Girly Glue. If they have a problem with a mom putting a bow for a girl and not their boy, you know, they've got a problem with the bow in general, not necessarily just Girly Glue.
I would imagine, though, you'd recommend keeping the Girly Glue out of the hands of your children, be they boys or
sure.
girls, because you don't want them gluing something that they shouldn't be gluing.
Yes. Well, you know what? It actually, it's completely harmless. It is. We don't sell it for consumption, of course, but it is completely harmless as far as ingredients. It's completely edible. It's not going to harm it. If they got glue all over their hands and all over the carpet, it would just dissolve with water. You'd get a wet washcloth that would come right off.
Handy way of keeping them in one position there for a while. You could, like, wash them quickly while they can't
yeah.
struggle. Katie Heidrich is CEO
exactly.
and creator of Girly Glue. Katie, thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Sean.